you ever faced a moment so challenging, so daunting, that it literally changed the way you thought about life? Everything you thought you knew just got flipped on its head. And ultimately, this single moment in time impacted the rest of your life. It's impacted the person you are today. If so, then today's episode is for you. Because today, we are diving into a topic of post-traumatic growth. It's not enough to return to the person you were before that moment. No, because the fact is true, you've grown, you've evolved, you become a bigger, stronger, better person on the other side of life's challenges. Today, in this episode, I just want to help you to harness that growth and use it for your good, to propel you even further into the life that you were meant to live. You, my friend, are ready to soar, and this is episode 283. The episode that's going to get you there. What's up, my friend, and welcome to Grit, Grace, and Inspiration. I am your host, Kevin Lowe. 20 years ago, I awoke from a life-saving surgery, only to find that I was left completely blind. And since that day, I've learned a lot about life, a lot about living, and a lot about myself. And here on this podcast, I want to share those insights with you. Because, friend, if you are still searching for your purpose, still trying to understand why, or still left searching for that next right path to take, we'll consider this to be your stepping stone to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Today's episode is being sponsored by MyPillow, the leader in being sure that you are sleeping good, my friend. And they have got some special deals going on right now. Matter of fact, they have the $25 extravaganza, where you can get some of their best products for only $25. Be sure to check out today's show notes, where you can find a list of what those items are. And hey, remember this, your options, they're endless, because they have over 250 products. Yes, they sell way more than just pillows. Just remember to use promo code Kevin to get the best available price. We're talking up to 80% off. Remember, that's promo code Kevin when you go shopping at MyPillow.com. Check out today's show notes for further details. If you caught our previous episode, you will know that I introduced a new idea for the podcast, an idea of doing prayer requests, something that I can do to make this podcast mean something more to you. I'm always on a mission to be sure that what I'm doing on this podcast, that it's meaningful to you, that it's more than just entertainment. It's actually something that impacts your life. And I believe in the power of prayer. And therefore, I want to use this as a way for you, my audience, to get your prayer requests heard by the world. I have people listening to this podcast from literally all over the world. And how awesome would it be to have something happening in your life that you could have people all over the world praying for you? I'm going to feature one prayer request per episode. Again, this is kind of dependent upon your guys' interaction, if you like the idea or not. If you do, I encourage you to please send me your prayer requests. And I made it super easy. You can send them via text message. I figure you're already on your phone listening to this podcast. So you can send your prayer requests to the phone number 877-749-8178. Again, send your prayer request as a text message to 877-749-8178. That's going to come directly to me. So please, if you have something you would love to have the world helping you and praying for, we'll send it to that phone number as a text message. In case it makes it easier for you, I have also left directions along with that phone number inside of today's show notes so that you can find the phone number there as well. And with that, my friend, let's get back to today's episode, diving into exactly what I'm talking about with this theme of post-traumatic growth. So, as like most of the topics I talk about on this podcast, somewhere along the line, I found inspiration from something I heard, somebody I met, or somebody who I've had here on the podcast. And that is the case for today's episode as well. And that was my conversation with Lauren Brill. She was featured in our previous episode. Hopefully you were able to listen to it. If you didn't, by golly, I encourage you after this one to please go back and listen to it. She is an amazing woman with an incredible story. And the reason that her story inspired today's episode is because when we're talking about post-traumatic growth, this idea of growing into a new version, a better version of our own selves on the other side of the hardest thing we've gone through, well, her story is a beautiful representation of this. I like to think of that age-old metaphor of the phoenix rising out of the flames. And that's how I view the story of Lauren Brill. And I couldn't help but when listening to her story, a story that involved a single night that changed her life forever. And that traumatic event that she had, she kept it a secret. She stayed silent for years and years afterwards, and it negatively impacted her life. Until one day, of course, she would set herself free. She would share her story. She would tell what happened to her. And from that moment forward, her life took on a whole new meaning, a whole new direction, because she was finally set free to let the rest of the world see who she had become. That, my friend, is possible for you as well. Because I want you to understand that when I talk about post-traumatic growth, the whole reason for this is because I want you to understand that as we go through life, we're constantly growing, evolving, developing into better versions of ourselves. The person that we were yesterday, well, today we're a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, a little bit better. And this idea, today's topic, is here to remind you that I understand a traumatic event can be absolutely horrible. I don't want to make light of that in any way, shape, or form. But what I'm doing is taking the focus away from the event and putting the focus back on you. Because the fact is true is that you're continuing on with life, whether or not that event happened. And I believe that because of what happened, you, because of your own strength, your own resilience, your own internal awesomeness, you have grown into the absolutely amazing, beautiful, magnificent person that you are today. And that is what today is all about, is helping you to recognize that, helping you to harness it, helping you to understand that, hey, you know what? I am a better version. I have grown, evolved, and maybe your life's taken a whole different direction than you ever could have imagined, all because of that moment in time. It's not that that moment was good. No. Most likely in the situation like Lauren Brill, it was a horrible experience. But look what she's able to do in spite of it all. Not because of what happened, not because of the people who did it to her, but because of her own internal awesomeness. Before we continue, I would love to ask you at this moment to just take a pause, even if you need to pause this podcast right now, and just think about things. What is it in your life? What was that obstacle that maybe you're still carrying with you? Maybe you haven't allowed yourself to emerge on the other side as your true, authentic, amazing self. Maybe you're still keeping it a secret. Whatever that is, I want you to think about it. And I want you to hold that memory as we continue on with today's episode. The story of Lauren Brill, that's only one of so many examples of this very idea. Because if you've listened to this podcast before, you will know that 99% of the guests I have on have all had something, all had some type of life-changing moment, some type of impactful event that was a pivotal moment in their life. And it made them grow into the person they are today. It's led them in the direction they have embarked upon. If you need inspiration, well, just go back through the episode library of this podcast. Pick any of the interviews I've done. I'm telling you, they are all inspiring, empowering, and you will find someone who I guarantee will remind you of your own story. That's what's powerful about us getting to share the stories of each other. The hope that maybe somebody listening, they'll be able to relate. The lesson I think that we can all take from any of these scenarios is that the scars that are left from whatever this moment in time was, and I'm not talking about physical scars, but emotional. The fact is true is those are not a sign of weakness. They're not a sign of what you endured. No, they're a reminder of what has you propelled forward. They are a reminder of what you have overcome. They are a reminder of who you are today, in spite of what that moment tried to do to you. So the question is okay, but how? How do I foster this level of post-traumatic growth? How do I start to look at things differently? How do I grow into the person that you say I'm supposed to be? Well, I believe it starts first and foremost by giving yourself space to recognize it, to give it the attention it deserves. It's not that I'm wanting you to give attention to what happened to you. I want you to start by giving yourself time to grieve if you need to grieve, to reflect if you need to reflect. Give yourself time to just sit in it. Whatever that moment in time was that you thought of, if you haven't given it the space it deserves, I encourage you to take the time to really sit in it, to really understand what that moment did to you, negatively and positively. Because who have you grown into in spite of what happened to you? Now, I encourage you to be patient, to not rush it, to not beat yourself up. Sometimes this can be a long process. This isn't something that I expect you to do inside of this podcast episode. No, I'm just literally hoping to be the spark that ignites this idea for you to turn this bad moment into good, into positivity for your life moving forward. So please give yourself space to feel the feels, to cry if you need to cry, to embrace exactly what that moment meant in your life. I then encourage you to seek out support from a friend, from professional help, from somebody who you can trust with knowing your deepest and darkest thoughts, who knows the parts of you that you've never shared with anybody. I encourage you to find that person, to find those people, somebody who you can trust, because I'm telling you, sometimes, well, not sometimes, all the time, we need people to do life with. We may think that we can do it on our own, but the fact is true, we're meant to be together. So I hope that you can find somebody who you can trust, who can be there with you as you go on this journey of unpacking the moments in your life, the moment in your life that you've maybe not wanted to explore. You've kept it packed away, afraid to open it up. But now I'm encouraging you to do that in pursuit of becoming the best version of you. The third step, well, it's like anything we're doing new, is we start small. I don't want you to immediately come out swinging big goals, huge ideas of, woohoo, look what I have gained. No, be optimistic, but also just have a reality check that this is a process. It's time. And it's going to take a different amount of time for everybody, depending upon who you are, what you've been through. I just want you to begin the process. So after you give it its space, after you seek out support, after you start to plot your steps forward, you can then begin to harness the power of the hardest thing you have been through for your own good. I'll leave you with this. As you continue forward, you will do what I love to talk about, and that is flipping the script. Finding light in the dark, turning the bad to good. Not that you're saying that what happened to you was good. No, but you're using it for your own good, to propel you forward into greatness, to let your light shine on the rest of the world. You, my friend, are worthy of all that you can imagine in this life. You are amazing. You are incredible. And I just want to be sure that you are letting the rest of the world see it the way that I see it. Because I know if you're listening to this episode today, that inside of you is something that needs to be let out, that you need to listen to the story of Lauren Brill, to listen to so many of the other guests I've had on this podcast, to maybe get inspiration, empowerment from them, from me, to let your light shine, to not allow your life to be dictated any longer by that moment, but instead use it to set you free. My friend, my name is Kevin Lowe, and I want to tell you this. If you would like to talk it out with somebody like me, I want to give you that opportunity. I'm going to leave a link to my calendar for you to book a totally free virtual coffee date with me. As I said, the link is in the show notes. Get on my calendar. I would love the opportunity to talk with you about what you're going through and to see if I can't help you. I'm always here wanting to be of value, of service to you. So if that would be great for you, well, please check out today's show notes, get on my calendar, and I would love nothing more than the opportunity to get to meet you and to hear about what you're going through. With that, I hope your day is incredible. I hope today's episode made an impact on your life for the positive. Until next week, I'm Kevin Lowe. This is Grit, Grace, and Inspiration.